But first tonight, cash for the cattlemen. 3 weeks after the ban on live cattle exports to Indonesia, the Prime Minister has announced a $30 million compensation package. The cattle industry, truck drivers and mustering pilots have welcomed the assistance, but they want urgent action to restore the live export trade. Bronwyn Herbert.
It's taken a trip to the top end and two meetings with the cattle industry. Now the Prime Minister has stepped up government support for businesses affected by the suspension.
I understand that there is pressure on people now, and so I want today to announce a $30 million live cattle industry assistance package. This is a package to meet the short-term hardship that the industry is facing now.
Julia Gillard says it's the government's third piece of industry assistance and won't be means tested.
What we are aiming to do, what my eyes are on as Prime Minister, is getting the trade back up and going. That's the best thing we can do for the industry, and making sure when it is back up and going, it's back and up and going under conditions which mean it's got a strong, sustainable future.
It comes on top of the $3 million announced yesterday for income support for workers affected by the ban and the $5 million the Cattle Council released yesterday to look after stranded animals. By the Prime Minister's side at today's announcement in Darwin was the Northern Territory's Chief Minister, Paul Henderson.
First of all, can I say I welcome the assistance package. This is going to help people who are really hurting out there in the Northern Territory at the moment.
He says the Territory's Primary Industries Minister will travel to Indonesia next week. There he'll see how industry money is being spent fixing conditions in abattoirs.
Combat Scarlet will visit Indonesia next week to see firsthand what is happening on the ground to upgrade facilities in partnership with the Indonesian government. I can assure Territory families and reassure Territory families that work is happening right now, today, to upgrade facilities in Indonesia. MLA have a budget of $9.2 million to upgrade abattoirs, to put in non-slip floors, better restraining boxes, a whole heap of infrastructure to upgrade these abattoirs to ensure we never see again the sort of images that we saw on the Four Corners program.
If Minister Vatskalis gets inside an abattoir, he'll be a step ahead of Australia's own veterinarians. The Department of Agriculture confirmed late today that still no Australian vets have been given access to inspect Indonesian abattoirs since the trade suspension. Up until now, it's been the Agriculture Minister Joe Ludwig taking leadership on the live export issue. The Prime Minister stresses it's now a whole-of-government approach.
Minister Ludwig, Minister Rudd and Minister Emerson have been working directly with Indonesia on getting the live trade resumed. Minister Ludwig has travelled to Indonesia.
For those on the ground, today's announcement is short-term relief. Clinton Brisk owns five helicopters that muster cattle right across the top end.
We have lost probably more than $20,000 in the last month in the mustering of sale cattle for the Indonesian market. But to my way of thinking, you know, it's the wrong way to think. We should be thinking more about getting this live export industry happening again, and I don't want to fall into some sort of a compensation type of regime. I'd rather see our efforts put into getting the trade back and going. It's all very well, $5,000 or $20,000 in the short term is all very well, but I'm more concerned about the long-term impacts of this industry.
He says he's unhappy with the way the federal government has handled the issue.
You know, CASA doesn't come and just shut me down because of a couple of minor problems with a compliant company. We continually work on improving our operation, and I don't see any reason why we couldn't have the same system applied to the live export trade or the meatworks in Indonesia.
The Agriculture Minister, Joe Ludwig, and the Chairman of the MLA, Don Heatley, both attended a cattle industry meeting in Mount Isa today. There, cattle men and women vented their anger at authorities. But the biggest spray of the day came from the federal MP, Bob Catter.
And we thank you very much, Joe Ludwig, for having the courage, and it takes courage to come here today and face the music. And my good friend, family friends for generations, I'm the head of the MLA up here, I thank you too, Don. But I've got to say to you that for 9 years, the person up there called Mr. Truss, you for 3 years as minister, and nothing was done. The MLA has known for 9 years about this. Nothing was done about it.
Warren Truss, now the leader of the Nationals, was outscoring his own political points on the live export issue.
The fact that the government is prepared to make some contribution is certainly welcome, although I'd remind you that this is a $1 billion trade, so a $30 million package is not going to go too far in meeting the costs in the various sectors.
The Agriculture Minister is also facing criticism over correspondence relating to animal welfare issues in Indonesia. Joe Ludwig has repeated a number of times that he first wrote to the MLA in January.
I'd been writing to and wrote to then industry in, and I think you recall this, in January, requesting the Meat and Livestock Australia to look at the footage, to work through some of these animal welfare issues.
Warren Truss says the minister's letter was actually sent to another peak export group and not the producer body, MLA.
I don't think he actually sent it to Meat and Livestock Australia. He actually sent it to Live Corp and the Live Exporters Association, raising some issues about particularly the trade in sheep. I'm not aware that he actually ever wrote to the Meat and Livestock Australia.
The Agriculture Minister's office says Joe Ludwig has raised concerns with industry, both publicly and in private, since January.
Bronwyn Herbert reporting.